Oh, I'm sorry, 2004.
Senate Bill Number 2004 requires notice of motor vehicle safety recalls upon inspection and registration of a motor vehicle and requires repair of a motor vehicle subject to a recall.
All right, we have a number of folks. Craig Whirlin from Honda, and Chris and Wayne, Alliance for Auto Innovation. Do you want to testify? Okay, come on up. This one? Okay, introduce yourself and go to it.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Thank you for providing this hearing on Senate Bill 2004. My name is Chris Freeman. I work for the global automaker Stellantis, manufacturer of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It's an honor to speak to you today. The safety and security of those who ride in our vehicles is of the utmost importance, and that's why we are supporting Senate Bill 2004. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, there were more than 1,000 new safety recalls in 2021, impacting more than 35 million vehicles and components nationwide. Stellantis and our dealers work diligently to notify affected owners of recalls and repair them as quickly and as easily as possible for free. While many owners do act and seek the repair, millions of recalled vehicles go unrepaired every year, including 1.2 million in New Jersey. For example, in 2014, NHTSA oversaw the start of what has become the largest automotive recall in history. Approximately 67 million defective Takata airbag inflators used by 19 different automakers have now been recalled. These airbag inflators can cause serious injury and death if they rupture in a crash. Yet as of April this year, over 10 million remain unrepaired. Relying on voluntary recall repair compliance is not enough to protect all vehicle users. This bill will help keep New Jerseyans safe. Why do owners not act? Owner inaction largely falls into two broad categories: lack of awareness, and it's just not a priority. If these owners are driving older or used vehicles, or if their housing situation changes frequently, automakers are less likely to have current contact information, meaning drivers may not receive these recall notices. This can have a larger effect on owners of used vehicles not purchased directly from a dealer. The risks associated with unrepaired vehicle safety recalls are even greater for low-income communities, communities of color, and rural communities because of lower recall awareness and higher barriers to obtaining the service. According to 2022 recall data, regions of New Jersey with the largest number of open airbag recalls also have higher percentages of populations living in poverty compared with the state average. This is despite significant efforts by Stellantis to find and motivate owners to act. This is owners in low-income neighborhoods have told us that they believe the recall notice was a repossession notice. They told us they didn't know it was for free, and they told us they didn't think their car was affected. Relying on voluntary recall repair compliance will not protect these communities at the greatest risk from this recall, these recalled pieces of equipment. Therefore, safety recall legislation is critical to increasing completion rates, particularly in hard-to-reach communities. Leveraging registration renewal to raise awareness of open recalls equally for all people will remove inherent risks associated with driving defective vehicles. In closing, Stellantis joins dealers, insurance companies, the injury prevention community, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation in support of Senate Bill 2004, and we urge the state legislators to back this bill to protect their constituents and help make New Jersey roads safer for all. Thank you for your time and interest in this important safety issue.
Thank you. My name is Craig Rowland, and I'm with American Honda. Like our colleagues at Honda, we take the responsibility of repairing open safety recalls very seriously. We consider it not just a legal obligation, but a moral obligation as well. It's our goal to repair or otherwise account for 100% of all open safety recalls in a timely manner. Unfortunately, for the reasons Chris mentioned, that goal simply isn't attainable without support from state government. This language would help address the problems Chris mentioned by doing two things. First, it would help ensure equity of notification to all New Jersey motorists by supplementing, not replacing, our efforts to notify vehicle owners about open recalls. It does this by requiring the MVC and inspection stations to provide notice of open recalls when vehicles are inspected. This process will only take seconds, but will ensure that customers who bought their vehicles on the secondary market are receiving timely notifications on these recalls. Second, it would require vehicle owners to get safety recalls completed in order to re-register their vehicles. The way this would work is that when consumers go to register their vehicles, the registration would be granted and consumers would be notified they had 1 year to get the recall completed with certain exemptions in order to re-register their vehicle the next year. To be clear, most vehicle owners are not going to be impacted by this law, as they get their recalls completed relatively quickly once they learn about them. While New Jersey has the potential to be the first state in the United States to implement this program, it is not a new idea. Similar laws have long been in place in Europe, Brazil, and other countries across the world with tremendous levels of success. A similar effort has also been enacted in California that relates to emissions-related recalls, and that program has also helped ensure nearly 97% compliance of those recalls. We believe that this language appropriately balances any inconvenience to consumers with the need to ensure safety of public roadways for all road users, and we respectfully ask you to pass this legislation. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Wayne Weichel. I'm here on behalf of the Alliance for Automotive Innovation. Formed in 2020, the Alliance for Automotive Innovation represents the automakers that manufacture nearly 98% of all new vehicles sold each year, including Stellantis and Honda, as well as major tier one suppliers and other automotive technology companies. As I've submitted written testimony and some of the arguments have already been outlined by my colleagues, I'll just try to provide a few quick highlights. First of all, just want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for filing this legislation. Our members know that this will lead to increased recall completion rates, and that will directly lead to safer roadways in New Jersey. Second, while Honda and Stellantis are here before you, I'm here before you to explain that this legislation is supported by the entire automaker community. As Chris said, our members go through a lot to try to track down vehicle owners with open recalls, but they need help to really get up to 100% completion rates. I should note that while Chris mentioned that these are free repairs to consumers, these are not free repairs to automakers. Our members spend millions of dollars to pay local dealers to make sure that these repairs get completed. So on some level, you could view this as an economic development bill, because it will surely lead to a lot more money running through your local dealers as these vehicle repair completions go up. In our mind, New Jersey already has a safety inspection program that's active. We view this as something that will augment this safety inspection to ensure that the cars going down the roadways are safe, and safe not just for those in that vehicle, but for other roadway users. For all those reasons, we would request your support.
Great, thanks for your support. Anybody have any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have some other folks who are in favor. No need to testify. Madalena Padilla of NJ Carr. And she and Jim Appleton sent over a written testimony, which really sums it up, if all the members can read that through. And you guys have been on the front lines from the beginning. I really, really appreciate it. Gary Laspina from Insurance Council of New Jersey, in favor of no need to testify. Lorraine Martin, National Safety Council, in favor of no need to testify. Valerie has submitted in favor written testimony. Eric Blomgen, in favor, no need to testify. New Jersey Gasoline Automotive Association. And Tracy Noble, AAA Clubs of New Jersey, in favor. Tracy, do you need to testify? Come on down. Introduce yourself and go to it.
Good morning, Chairman and members of the committee. I would like to take a moment to thank Chairman Deignan and Senator Johnson for introducing this piece of legislation. My name is Tracy Noble. I am the spokesperson for the AAA Clubs of New Jersey and here on behalf of our 2 million AAA members in the state. Safety advocacy is truly at the core of what we do. And at a time when we've seen increased fatalities on our roadways, when we have now just entered the 100 deadliest days of the summer driving season, anything that we can do to ensure the safety on our roadways is certainly a step in the right direction. So AAA supports this piece of legislation just simply to make sure that all vehicles are in top working order. this is something that, you know, as the gentleman said before, people are notified, but they often don't pay attention to those notifications. So if we can get that information out in as many ways as possible, and it could simply aid in the fact of saving lives on our New Jersey roadways, that's exactly what we should be doing. So I thank you for your leadership on this, and AAA supports this measure. Thank you.
Super. Thanks for your support.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion and second. Roll call.
On the motion to release Senate Bill number 2004, Senator Corrado.
Yes.
Senator Zwicker.
Yes.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Vitale.
Yes.
Chairman Deignan.
Yes.
Senate Bill number 2593 has a proposed committee substitute. The Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 2593 provides a temporary extension of the service life of school buses for the 2022-2023 school year. The substitute provides that for the following two school years, the chief administrator is authorized to provide one-year extensions for any school bus used for pupil transportation services. If the chief administrator decides to extend the service life of school buses, the chief administrator is required to provide a report to the governor and legislature.
Okay, we have several folks all in favor. Thank God, no need to testify. Jonathan Pushman, New Jersey School Boards, Franigan from NJEA, George Corwell from New Jersey Catholic Conference, and Janine, again, Lamont from New Jersey Principals and Supervisors. Any comments or questions? Okay. Motion second.
Move
second.
Second.
Roll call.
On the motion to substitute Senate Bill number 2593 and to release the Senate committee substitute. Senator Corrado.
Yes.
Senator Zwicker.
Yes.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Vitale.
Yes.
Chairman Deignan.
Yes. 2666.
Senate Bill number 2666 requires the New Jersey Motor Vehicle Commission to prompt an applicant for certain documents to enter information into the next of kin registry. There are proposed committee amendments. The proposed amendments clarify that the commission is required to prompt a person renewing a driver's license or non-driver identification card to enter information in the next of kin registry when the person renews a license or identification card in person at a commission agency location or online through the commission's internet website. The committee amendments also make grammatical corrections and correct a reference to the next of kin registry.
You want to say anything? Go to.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In 2007, Sarah Dubinin passed away. It was a passenger in a motor vehicle in Sayreville in my district. Sadly and tragically for her parents, it took several hours before they were notified of her daughter's condition and then her subsequent passing. And it was, you can imagine how horrible that is. Not to know, not to be able to be there with her daughter when she did finally succumb to her injuries. So we then subsequently, at the time, someone was Nesky and others, we passed what was called Sarah's Law that really enhanced next of kin registry and required law enforcement and others to notify next of kin in the event of an accident. But it still needs more attention, more work, and certainly needs to be more broadly used and understood by those who would contact families, but also for those families to be able to register on the next of kin registry, to be able to be contacted immediately. And I have just a brief testimony they wanted to read into the record from Betty Dubinin and her husband, Victor. If you don't mind, she couldn't be here today. On September 24th, 2007, my precious daughter Sarah was a passenger in a speeding vehicle which lost control and hit a tree on a residential street in Sayreville, where we live. Sarah was taken by ambulance to Robert Wood Johnson Hospital without my knowledge. Sarah was only 19 at the time, and she had her purse and her phone with her. A few hours later, I received a call from a friend of Sarah's that I did not know, asking me about Sarah's condition. I had no idea what she was talking about. But my husband and I left immediately for the hospital that this friend told me Sarah was in. On the way, I called the Sayreville police, who confirmed that there was a crash in town, but had no details. I then called the hospital, and they told me that they had an unidentified female, a Lauren Doe, my precious daughter all alone without her mom. I will never forgive myself for not being there with Sarah when she needed me the most. By the time we arrived, Sarah had lapsed into a coma from which she did not recover. We lost his last moments with our only child. We contacted our local legislators and we began thinking about what we could be fixed about that day, since it was my daughter that I wanted and I could not have her back. Sarah's law was created and it was a long process. I testified each time and it was finally signed in 2011. It then took 18 months for it to be available to the public. Along the way, we also had a bill passed to have paper copies of the application, since some people were uncomfortable about putting their names on emergency contacts online. Our next step was to try to make it go nationwide so every family would be able to have this available to them. For many reasons, this did not work, the main one being the car manufacturers. And next, we tried to add the vehicle identification number to the application for the registry. Many people I have met along this horrific journey lost loved ones, and there was only the VIN number to identify them. We are now the only state of the nation with the VIN number on the next of kin registry. After the law was signed, I began to promote awareness of Sarah's law myself by having tables with information about how to sign up for the registry and why it is so important. We added paper copies so that people could continue to sign online, but also in person, and mail the application in. I attended driver education conferences to inform teachers of this history behind the law. I am always available, I always have had a table at different events promoting awareness of Sarah's law. I speak for Sarah. I am Sarah's voice now. Last October, I had a table at the Sarahville Centennial Day, and it was brought to my attention that it was difficult for law enforcement officers to access emergency contacts at the scene of a crash. There was a disconnect somewhere, and this bill is a result of that. You can imagine my horror when I heard this, that all this time I was thinking that many families were being contacted at the time of a crash. I contacted Senator Vitale, and his office has worked diligently to remedy this. I implore you to vote yes on this bill. We need to save other families from this added heartache, along with their everlasting grief. Thank you for taking the time to read this mother's testimony. Sarah gives me the strength to do this in her name. It is part of her legacy, and Sarah is my world.
Thanks, Joe. Absolutely hard to comprehend. Oh my God.
He's, every day. Oh my God. Betty and Vic, Betty has a Facebook post, and literally every day since her daughter's passed, she has, a message for her daughter.
Incomprehensible.
It is.
Thanks for doing this. We also have Lori Slane in favor, no need to testify, from Slane family. Kizzy Alvarez DeSantis, written testimony, no need to and Lawrence Williams, car dealer, savings lives, no need to testify. Motion and second. Roll call.
On the motion to amend and release Senate Bill number 2666. Senator Corrado.
Yes.
Senator Zwicker.
Yes.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Vitale.
Yes.
Chairman Deignan.
Yes. And our last bill will be 2770.
Senate Bill number 2770 authorizes the New Jersey Infrastructure Bank to expend certain sums to make loans for transportation infrastructure projects for the fiscal year 2023 and makes an appropriation.
Andrew, you want to say anything about it?
Just to thank you, Chairman, for having me on the committee today and for posting this bill. These are the high priority infrastructure bills. We know how important infrastructure is to our state. Glad to get these loans in place and move this forward. So thank you, Chairman.
Okay, Ray Cantor in favor, NJBIA, no need to testify. Hillary Chebra from South Jersey Chamber of Commerce in favor, no need to testify. Dave Reibel in favor, no need to testify. Ryan Berger in favor, no need to testify. And Mike Egerton, New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, no need to testify. Motion second.
Move
release. Roll call.
On the motion to release Senate Bill number 2770, Senator Corrado.
Yes.
Senator Zwicker.
Yes.
Senator Johnson.
Yes.
Vice Chair Vitale.
Yes.
Chairman Deignan.
Yes. And I just again want to thank the families today for coming out and being advocates for doing the right thing. Thank you for your courage. Okay.